going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes, cause I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check this Friday morning. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in. It's Moose, it's Breezy, it's Intern Joe, and we're just... And those tasty vibes. Wakey, wakey, yeah. Eggs and bakey. April 25th, it's going to be a high of 65 for today, with a little rain expected by 4 p.m. But that's not going to stop me from having happy hour with some of my friends from CSC.
Just your friends. Just your great group of friends.
Plug it.
Yeah, you the Cancer Support Community of Rochester. Made some good friends from the Bachelor Auction. Going to hang with them tonight at happy hour. Probably going to hit
like,
a park out.
That's like me. That's like me referring to my best friend Maddie as my co-chair board member on the Special Olympics board that we sit on. You know, me and my co-chair, we're going out for drinks. Been my best friend for 20 years. So.
Yeah, but you guys met in grade school. It's different. Yeah. I met these guys when I moved home and we started the Bachelor Auction together. So some good things came out of it.
The difference is the origin of the friendship.
The origin of the friendship. Yeah, yes.
Very much so.
People have different oranges.
Florida oranges are different than New York oranges.
Is there pulp or no pulp? Let me know.
Who's here, Breeze?
Our friends are just pouring in every door. So they're oozing through. Good morning and happy Friday from Nico.
Yeah!
They felt like they had to text in because you already accounted for them, which was crazy. Vibes are way high with a new BJ's membership we just got.
Wow.
So many great deals. Wow, it's a great deal. Love you guys so much. Hope you have an amazing weekend. You too, Nico.
You guys deserve
and
it.
Steve-O.
Must be nice to be swimming in money.
Oh, this Absolutely person. Good morning, swimming. Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from SOTUS checking in because Moose already accounted for you as well. They were like, oh, God, we have to check in. Checking in with my vibes. They're okay today. It was a beautiful day yesterday of lots of relaxing, and I planned today and Sunday. I have a burial for my cousin and celebration of life for Glenn.
Oh, Glenn.
Talk to you guys next week. Hey, love
listen,
you, Amy. Our hearts go out to
prayers,
you.
Prayers to Glenn.
And, yeah, we are thinking of you and your 17 children at this time. Hey, she has a lot of kids.
17.
She literally does. And then the grandkids on top. Well, she only has like one, I think. Maybe two. I don't know.
Why doesn't she have her own a reality TV show on TLC?
We should pilot that.
We should definitely pilot.
Just call it Amy from Sodas.
Yeah. I love it.
Keeping up with the Sodases.
I love my Sodies. All right. How's everybody else doing? Vibes.
Pretty good. I'm having have a happy hour tonight with my friends from CSC.
You said that. You said that. It's just the principle at this point.
What's up with you, intern Joe? What's going on?
Vibes are up. Watched the draft last night.
I bet the vibes were up. You got to sleep
with
your girlfriend last night.
Holding hands and praying.
No, I was on Big Red's couch watching the
Big Red's couch.
With...
Now that should be a reality show.
I actually love that name.
I would watch that tenfold.
Big Red's couch.
I love it. All right, that's great. Is it comfy? Is it good?
Yeah. Her dogs love me. They just met me yesterday.
Why? Wait, was this the first time you've been to her place?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
What?
Yeah.
This is the first time you went over there? I don't understand. Why?
Why would you? Does she live alone?
No, she lives with her sister and brother-in-law.
Okay.
Three's Company. That's Breezy situation.
No, literally.
Okay, yes, so you got to meet them for the first time.
Yeah.
Did you guys do dinner and stuff?
I just went over for the draft. I left them some beers.
You brought beer over?
Yeah, of course.
What
housewarming.
Kind?
Did you
Sam
do it?
Adams Summer Ale.
Could never be me.
Did you crush 19 beers in front of them?
No, absolutely not. I needed to make it to work today.
Joe the Tank.
Yeah, true. You should have just stayed.
I did stay.
Oh, I thought you said you left. I'm so sorry.
So you stayed the night there.
You stayed the night.
Yes.
All right. Was the brother-in-law like peeking through the keyhole?
I don't think so. He went to bed before we did.
That's good for you, man.
He went to bed at 6 p.m.
I'm glad you had a good night.
I love that for you. Big Red's Couch coming to HBO soon. All right. My vibes are fine, I guess. I'm excited for the weekend.
Aside from your struggling with allergies.
Oh, aside from me literally being blind and not being able to breathe whatsoever, things are fine. I want to gouge my eyes out with a spoon, but more to come on that. I have a pretty chill weekend ahead. Nothing really concrete. Might go on a date tonight, might not. I'm getting a scalp treatment today. It's going to take like 4 hours, so.
What's the perfect date for you? When your girlfriend picks you up and takes you where?
Literally anywhere, as long as I'm not driving. I mean, I want to go to Vern's, but it's nearly impossible to get in, so.
Listen, I'm going to get a table tonight. If I do, you want me to add two?
Who's going?
Me and some of my friends from CSC.
What time are you going? 4?
No, probably going to be like, it's going to be after 5 o'clock.
Good luck.
Oh, no, trust me. I know the people there. They know me.
Right.
As soon as I walk in, they run outside, place a table down, put a nice cloth over it, couple chairs.
He's like, Moose is here. Party of 11. Let's find chairs for him and his whole committee. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no. Respectfully, you're not getting in. It's Friday.
Respectfully, I am.
All right. I'll believe it when I see it.
Moose, you better take a selfie when you're there.
You don't want to text, okay?
You got to talk to Patrice. I don't know what's going on.
I'm not doing all that.
All right.
All right, guys. Well, I'm glad the vibes are up this morning. They're definitely, it's going to be a weird show. I can feel it. Coming up, last night was the NFL.
I'm sticking in that mystery box, if you know what I'm saying.
Last night was the NFL draft. We'll tell you who the Buffalo Bills picked in the first round. And I'll also tell you what weird dude slid into my DMs to ask me to come over and watch it in his basement. That's all coming up next on PXY Mornings. Last night was the NFL draft. And in the first round of the 2025 NFL draft, the Buffalo Bills selected cornerback Breezy.
Max. My boy Max.
Max who? Hairston.
Maxwell.
Maxwell Hairston, that's right, from Kentucky. And Breezy, you being a huge sports fan of not just the NFL, but any sport that consists of balls, I was wondering how you felt about the overall pick.
You know, it was, my heart was pounding last night, I'll tell you that. I had all my bros over to the apartment, and we were holding hands, doing witchcraft, and praying for this moment.
Right.
Okay, you know, thank you.
With the 30th pick, there wasn't a lot left.
No, so. What the team was most impressed by, though, all kidding aside, was the 21-year-old's ability to recover when he gets beaten in coverage. This dude ran a 40-yard dash in 4.28 seconds. That is incredibly fast.
Yeah, no, that's...
That's stupid.
That actually is a direct reaction to the Bills giving the pick to the Chiefs last year that allowed them to pick Xavier Worthy. Because this guy's faster than Worthy.
He's extremely fast.
I don't know who any of these people are.
And obviously, he's a young player. He still has a lot of work to do to prove himself in that cornerback position. But the Bills say, we're very excited that Maxi Pad was available.
Mm. So, 30th pick?
Yeah.
How did we get there? I guess this is more so an educational segment for me.
Because at the end of the postseason, after the teams make it to the Super Bowl, the teams that were closest to winning their games get the 30th and then 29th picks.
Basically, the worst team in the league gets the chance to pick first.
Yeah, and the team who wins the Super Bowl picks 32nd.
Because they need the most help.
That seems ass backwards, but I understand.
They need all the help they can get.
Yeah,
now,
it's
look,
not good.
Don't get me wrong, guys. I love the Bills. I love preseason and the start of the regular season, but I don't care about the draft. I don't.
Well, I mean, I caught it like just by chance. It wasn't like I turned it on and it was locked in. But you got some texts.
I got some texts.
Bro, what are you doing tonight for the draft? You got to come over. I'm making nachos. It gives me the ick. No. Listen.
I love a celebration of any kind. It only gives you the ick because you're not interested. It's not your thing. But you want to know how many people yesterday randomly asked me, what's the plan for tonight? I'm like, what? I forgot the draft was last night. They're like, what are you doing for the big night? I said, I'm going to the gym and then having a drink over a true crime documentary. I got invited to this dude's apartment to his basement in his home.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know him. I barely know him. Him and 10 other guys that I've never met. Does that sound like a good time? He's out in Penfield, and I said, I appreciate the invite, but I don't think I'm going to do that. He texts me back, why not? There's going to be pizza. That would have
swayed me, if I'm being honest.
Because I met you once, and you slid into my DMs to ask me to come hang in your basement, and now I'm uncomfortable?
Joe, you had a ton of plans come in, too. What was the vibe? I mean, you didn't end up going through with them, but what was the vibe if you were to go to a friend's house?
Yeah, so my buddy, he had like 20 people over to his house to watch the draft, and they had a full like 8-foot folding table, you know, the ones that the Bills Mafia jumps through?
Yep,
he had one covered in nachos. Okay. And I mean, like, they covered the whole table in foil. And then put all the nachos right on the foil.
People do that.
That's just me on a Tuesday.
No bowls, nothing.
That's awesome.
Savage. Did your Broncos get their pick?
I was really surprised by the Broncos pick. They picked a corner, and I was like, oh, that was out of left field.
Do they only get to pick one person?
So they get one person per pick that they have, and there's 7 rounds.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you go in the first round, if you go in the 7th round, nobody cares about you. But the amount of people that lose sleep because their team didn't select the player they wanted in the first round, I'm sorry, I'm not that guy. I have to get up at 4 a.m. for work the next morning. I don't got the time.
There's a lot of people to worry about in the NFL, but all right, we'll circle back. And that's Breezy's Big Bets, sponsored by DraftKings.
definitely not. Coming up on the show, it's an all-new Parental Confidential. We got a message from a single dad named Chase, who's been a listener of the show for quite some time. And he says he needs some advice to figure out how to give his daughter the best advice when it comes to dealing with the 2 girls who've been bullying her in school. Because according to him, his suggestion is punch them in the mouth.
Oh,
I don't know if that's going to go over too well.
Yeah, it's assault.
We'll get to his message for Parental Confidential coming up next. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. We got a message from a single dad named Chase. Been a listener of the show for quite a while. Great dude all around. So when he reached out, of course, we were happy to air his message to see what advice any of us had, along with the listeners, who might be able to point him in the right direction.
What's going on with our boy Chase?
He writes in and he says, "Hi, good morning, guys. Met you a couple times out and about. I appreciate the conversation. I hope I'm not completely out of line asking for help here, but I'm a single dad. My daughter is 8 years old, and I don't know crap about little girl politics. She's being tormented by two different little mean girls. The first is Little Miss Obnoxious. At Open Gym, this little monster follows my daughter around and prevents her from using any of the equipment, while falsely and loudly protesting that my daughter is the one hogging the equipment, along with taunting her. The second monster is her supposed bestie. This little girl keeps flip-flopping between wanting to get to be my daughter's best friend and then dumping her." Which is, that's a lot of ups and downs for a child. "Now, I suppose a lot of this is just normal little girl stuff because, like I said, they're 8, but it really pains me to watch my girl suffer. I do all the normal things like counsel her. I tell them to tell her to ignore them, but one of the girls won't let that happen. My daughter genuinely wants to be the other girl's bestie, and I'm tempted to allow her to punch Little Miss Obnoxious in the mouth."
Okay, that's not what we're going to do.
"As for the supposed bestie, she seems like the kind of girl who would spread bad rumors. I think she already has, though. If I get too involved, does that undermine her? Any strategies for this? Any parents listening that might be able to help point me in the right direction? Thanks, everyone, for any help or advice." All right, that came in from Chase. 585-252-9800. What would you do in this situation? Because as a single dad, I know when you have a single, you know, daughter who's 8 years old, I wouldn't know what advice to give.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a sticky situation to find yourself in because, I mean, I think it would be a little different if you had a son because you can relate just a little bit more. With a daughter, it's hard. And you're dealing with this, like, catty, petty little girl drama that, you know, doesn't matter. But it's impacting the overall experience of your daughter that that's going to stick with her as she grows up and goes on in life. And, you know, you sitting there and, I mean, I don't know if he actually did say punch him in the mouth, but that's not going to get anyone anywhere because at the end of the day, she's going to be the one who gets in trouble when ultimately it shouldn't be that way. It should be those two girls who are making her feel horrible about herself.
We do have a teacher weighing in that says, "Hey, good morning, guys. Teacher here. If a student's behavior was affecting another student to the point where they were developing anxiety over it, I would personally want to know. You got to reach out to the teacher and ask them to watch for Little Miss Obnoxious. She seems like the one that's the troublemaker."
Yeah.
Let's get some phone calls. PXY, good morning. Who's this?
Denise.
Hi, Denise. Good morning.
Hi.
What's your thoughts?
I have twin girls who are now 13, and I went through so much craziness through middle school.
Yeah.
The counselor is your best friend. You can email her or him and just say, keep it anonymous and just go see what's going on. Okay. And she can, like, do, like, counseling with all the girls and talk about being a good girlfriend and stuff like that. I had to reach out to my counselor so many times and just say, and I just said, please don't tell them that I'm emailing you.
Right.
Denise,
right.
Do you know if it's the counselor's responsibility to reach out to the other parents that are causing trouble? Are they supposed to say something to them?
They don't have to unless they, like, obviously get in a fight or
something.
But
yeah.
They can. Yeah, unless they feel like a mediation with the parents. I did have to go in one time with my daughter and another girl who were fighting and do a mediation, and me and the other mom did have to come in. So.
Yeah. Jeez. How long did all that take for it to finally kind of go away?
Seventh grade, finally started. It was horrible. Oh my gosh, wow. Middle school is horrible. They're still in middle school, but they're maturing a little more.
Right.
There's less drama.
Yeah, there's
so
less drama.
So much drama.
Wait till high school, I guess.
I know.
It's gonna be.
I heard it gets better, but who knows?
Yeah.
It gets different.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Denise.
Thank you.
All right. Happy Friday.
A text coming in. That's hard. I have an 8-year-old daughter, and I've always told her if someone is making you feel bad, they are feeling bad. And you don't want to stoop down to their level, excuse me. There may be jealousy involved, but regardless, I do believe that you need to tell a teacher or an adult in charge good luck and tell her she's amazing. I also agree with the counselor idea. My 10-year-old has used them for years.
Okay, that's good advice. Darlene is weighing in and says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. When I was a kid, I was bullied so badly, I had to switch schools. Teachers in most schools do not have the power to exclude or punish students. They get sent to the principal, and I have seen situations where the teacher is pleading with the office to do something about a certain bully. But unfortunately, we have an attitude in schools where the person's feelings are to be considered, and zero tolerance and everything but protecting the well-being of the victim comes first. I think that's the biggest problem we have in schools today, is that most people don't take it seriously. I'm not really sure. I don't know. What's up, Joe?
Yeah, my little sister had a similar issue to this guy's daughter where she had her best friend kind of flip-flopping. And the best advice my mom was able to give my youngest sister was go find other friends.
Right.
Because these people, they're going to continue being a pain in your ass. Forever. You like go out of your way to... you know, kind of avoid them.
Why would you want, and this is the biggest question, it's like, why would you want to be friends with somebody who doesn't want to be friends with you? Why would you want to be with someone romantically who doesn't want to be with you? You are worth so much more than that, and you can find your people, whether that be a friendship, a relationship, things of that nature. And I think it starts at the ripe age of 8 to set that precedent so they don't get later on in life and they find themselves in a job that they're being overworked and a relationship that they're being abused in or unhappy in. Like, this is where it starts, and it's a crucial time to nip it in the bud and not give the advice of punch him in the mouth. Like, you need to actually face those feelings head on.
Yeah, I mean, most kids at 8 years old don't know what their self-worth is just yet.
Right.
You have this one person dangling a little carrot in front of your face. I want to be friends with you. No, I don't.
Right.
And you just want that acceptance.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. Kind of like a man now when they're trying to date women. I want to be with you. No, I don't. It's tough.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm projecting. Let's go over to Lisa. I've been in a very similar situation to your daughter, unfortunately. I was stupid enough to not tell anyone about it. And if I were you, I wouldn't advise your daughter to punch anyone in the mouth, although tempting it may seem. I began to read more and more. If your daughter can get herself involved in activities that she genuinely enjoys, she may feel more comfortable talking to others her age with similar interest. And then Sam had a really good piece of advice here. She says, the American Girl, the Smart Girl's Guide. That helped me so much as a kid, and I highly recommend it. The American Girl. That's something you might be able to look into.
I love American Girl. I do.
You familiar?
Yeah, they're dolls.
The American Girl.
But they have like books and stuff too.
Got it. Mm. Thanks for the messages on this one this morning, guys. We appreciate that. I know Chase does, too. It's got to be hard being a single dad to an 8-year-old girl when you try to give the best advice you can.
Right.
And, you know, maybe for Christmas, he'll gift her some brass knuckles. I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, my God.
It's Peaks by Mornings. We'll be right back.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Friday! Surrounding Monroe County and the other Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming beat, stronger than ever before.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts now.
We made it. Anyone know if it's supposed to snow later? 65 for the high today. What's
Anything
up, guys?
Could happen.
My name is Moose, that's Breezy, and of course, the handsome intern Joe. We are all here ready to go. Get your coffee. It's time to get after it this morning.
Gird your loins, baby. Let's go. What's the tea?
Well, I never ever thought I was this person until yesterday.
Classic.
I never knew I needed so much recognition for something so small, but in my mind, so big. You know what I mean?
Welcome to the other side.
All
glad you're here.
All I was trying to do yesterday was a good deed, but I realized in order for me to do it, I'm going to need some recognition first, and I'm going to need a witness.
I can't.
Yesterday,
go into it.
I'm running around town, okay? I'm in Webster. I decided I'm going to stop by this little mom and pop deli. Awesome subs. So I go in there. I order myself a nice Sammy. You know? Got to get a nice sandwich. The guy comes to the counter, and I hand him my cash, right? And next to the register is this big plastic bin for tips. It's like a little plastic tip jar.
Does it say tipping isn't just for cows?
No, it doesn't say anything on it, but there's a little bit of cash in it. So he gives me my change back. And it's a $5 bill. And I said, you know what? I think I'm going to go ahead. I'm gonna tip this guy. I'm going to over tip. Because $5, that's nothing to wave a stick at.
Yeah, when you're working like a counter job, yeah.
Right. So as soon as I go to tip him, he turns his back and heads to the kitchen. So I wait.
You pull it back out.
I wait. I
you
sit
go, sir,
there.
Are you stealing from our tip jar?
I sat there with the money in hand until he came back because I needed him to see that I was tipping him. I needed the recognition and the thank you so much. You're such a good person. I needed
wow.
that for me. And I just wanted to be the guy.
It's Freaky Friday here on PXY Mornings.
This is what happens. You become a product of your environment, Joe. This is what happens. I wanted to be the guy who single-handedly turned this dude's whole day around. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know this sounds sick, but I had an image in my head of him sharing a story of his business going under and then him seeing me put this $5 in the tip jar and him getting on his knees and weeping because
kissing your feet is crazy.
I saved his family business. You know what
you
I mean? That's
not you praying on his downfall.
Literally.
Listen, I can't be alone on this. I know for a fact you guys listening do the same damn thing. People won't typically tip unless the person they're tipping watches them do it. I want them to see me do it. Like, here, this is right from my pocket. I'm helping you. Thank you for the sandwich.
Him putting the $5 bill in and then kind of taking it out and then putting it back in, waiting, peeping around the corner. Where is that guy? Where is he? When is he coming back? So wait.
I just sat there like this with it.
No, all of a sudden he has a stick and he's like waving the $5 bill like a flag. Wait, did he see you do it? So how did it end? Did he see you do it?
Oh, yeah. So when he came back to him my sandwich, I kind of almost like, you know, made sure he saw it. And I was like, he was like, oh, thank you so much for the generosity. I was like, no, thank you.
Boosted the flash mob with $5 bill.
But you guys think I'm going to leave $20 on the bar for the bartender and them not have any idea who's changing their life? I need them to know that, hey, that's me. You can pay your rent now. I did that.
$20 changing a bartender's life is that's the craziest statement you've ever said on this show. $20 is not going to change my life.
It's a stack of cash right there, okay? I think any bartender would feel really good about being tipped $20.
Yes.
Joe, he left out the part that his drink was like $17, so.
That's still over a 100% tip.
That is. So I don't know if anyone else has ever done this, but I have to say this. I've always had thoughts in my head when I was on a plane, because I used to fly a ton.
Sure.
I always imagined that I was sitting in first class, and then a veteran boards the plane, and I get up and I say, "Excuse me," right? And I just wanted to thank you for your service. And I've played this out in my head 100 times, and then they would say, "Thank you, young man," and then I would say, "I want you to take my first class seat as a thank you for fighting for my freedom," and then I would go sit in the back of the plane with everyone else, right? So a few years back, this guy in uniform boards the plane. He looked like a Marine. I actually was in first class because my company bought the ticket.
Thank you for that anecdote.
I was on a Delta flight.
Okay.
So I go, "This is my chance." So we both make eye contact at the same time. And I don't know, I panicked. I just put my head down and I let him walk by me and go sit in the back of the plane. But I realized something about myself that day. I didn't actually want to do it. I just wanted the feeling of doing it. You know what I mean? It actually made me feel so good inside to think about doing something like that, but never actually doing it. The thought alone, I'm like, oh, I'm such a good guy.
Moose, you gotta actually do it to be the good guy.
Anyone else?
You gotta go to therapy.
Moose, you need help, man.
And honestly, you'll never get that chance again, because first class tickets now are like $800.
$1,800.
So, yeah.
If not more. But I don't know what it was. I was like, I wanted to do it. I didn't do it. I felt bad about it. But the feelings of doing it and the images in my head of how it would have played out made me feel like I was so good inside.
I love that moment for you. You also have had these images and this feeling inside when you thought you were going to fight crime single-handedly, and then you found yourself in a CVS robbery, and you held the door for the guy and said, "Have a great day, sir. Thank you so much for coming."
Nobody knows.
Thanks, come again.
Nobody knows what they would do in a situation like that, because there's so many. It's overwhelming.
Except for you, because you played it out 100 times over, and you're like, "I know what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do." The veteran walks by with a walker. You're like, "See ya. Thank you so much."
Yeah, but as far as the CVS thing, I didn't know the robbery was going to take place on Park Ave. You know, Park Ave could be a very scary place at night.
It's across the street from
Burns. Just stick your foot out. Trip the guy.
Oh, my God. Well, I get where you're coming from to an extent. And dare I say, you might be worse than me when it comes to getting validation and needing that. Validation to me is air. You have played this out time and time again. And I mean,
he's sitting there planning out, how am I going to get my next hit of validation?
And then not go through it. Guys, yesterday was 80 degrees.
Dang, it was nice.
And I was like, just having dreams and visions and premonitions of me being on the boat. And I was like, when can I go? And then I started looking into it and thinking about it. And I was trying to book a boat. And there's this huge red, like, notice at the top. And it's like, boating season is underway and the rules are changing. So if you're a boater and you can't wait to get out there like me, you got to keep in mind that you're not going anywhere until you have the proper certification. So if you're gearing up to get out there as of January 1st of this year, if you're behind the wheel of a motorized water vessel, aka a boat, you need a safety certification. So in years past, the rule has been, you know, all you have to do is have a driver's license to rent a boat, things of that nature. And that's not the case anymore. It's an 8-hour class that you need to take. It can be online. I've done it.
And this isn't just not for boats as well. This is for like jet skis, I'm assuming, too.
Yeah, like anything on the water, you need a safety course, which I think is smart. Like, listen, boating is as fun as it is and as chill and you love being out there. It's a dangerous hobby. It's a dangerous.
Yeah. I mean, there's like a lot of reckless people on the water.
100%. And people are drinking and this and that. So I think I'm totally for this course. Did it. I mean, didn't love it. It was 8 hours. It did take me a very long time, but you can do it at your own pace. You can do a couple hours here, a couple hours there. And I truly believe that even if you're not like a active boater or you don't own a boat, it is like important to have just in case you do find yourself on a boat
right
at some point. Because you will. Everyone will this summer, whether it be Canandaigua Lake, Keuka Lake, whether you're up at Sodus Bay.
Oh, I plan on many a boat trips with you this summer.
Yeah. Get that wetsuit on. We go one time in May, and that's it.
I got one invite last year, and I'm not going to lie. I was a little butthurt about it. Because I'm like, you're on the boat every single weekend. Me and her, we do the first outing in what, May? Something like that. I'm like, okay, that's great. Last year was me. It was her mom and Breeze. And, you know, we had a little charcuterie. It was nice. But I want to get after it. You know what I mean?
He wants boats and hoes. That's what he wants.
All right. All right. There we go.
We call it for what
the
it is.
Catalina wine mixer.
Hell yeah. All my friends are texting. We're busy that day.
Okay. All right. So you guys have to plan on getting a certification, right?
It's all online. And
does that say the cost?
Honestly, it's free. I did it.
Oh,
it's
it is free.
Yep.
Oh, then you got nothing
it's
to
free.
Lose.
Yep.
All right. Coming up on the show, what's in the mystery box? Breezy and I each brought in an item to place in the box, and intern Joe will have to place his hand in to feel what each item can possibly be. There is no rules or limitations to what we can put in the box. It could be anything from a blow pop to a severed head. It's coming up next at PXY Mornings. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, intern Joe. Last Friday, Breezy and I put a random object in the PXY mystery box, which is what we're doing this morning. What's in the mystery box? That's the question. I put a fuzzy microphone covered in White Claw. I use black cherry because it's the best flavor.
Terrible.
So could I have used water? Yes.
Yeah.
But I wanted an excuse to drink a hard seltzer at 7 a.m.
Just cracking that bad boy open.
I was going for the wet rat kind of feel. And of course, it freaked Breezy out. But the video's up on our Instagram at 98PXY Rochester. Now, there's no rules or limitations to what we can put in the box. It could be anything from whatever, blow pop to a severed head.
To roadkill, yeah.
Breezy brought something in, and then I also brought an item in. Intern Joe, your job today is to stick your hand in that box, feel around of what it could possibly be, and then you're going to throw out a couple of guesses, okay? It could be anything today, because I called Breezy last night, and I said, there are no rules for tomorrow morning.
I wish you had gloves, because I don't know if this is going to... But we'll see.
All right, so we each brought in an object. Breezy's going to go first this morning. Joe, you're slowly going to reach your hand into the hole in that box and take your time, okay? After Breezy, I'm going to put my item in, but see if you can guess what's in there.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay.
And describe to us what you're feeling.
All right, so it's cold. It feels like almost like a coffee mug.
Sure.
Coffee mug has a frozen spoon in it.
Right. If I were you, and I was putting my hand in which you're putting your hand, I would be very concerned right now.
Very much so, because there's a powder substance that's coming off on your hand right now.
Oh.
You didn't bring an anthrax, did you?
Yeah, it's definitely got ice on it. It's frozen solid. Not breaking through the ice in the coffee mug.
And feel free to smell your fingers.
I'm not going to do that. There's two utensils in it.
Oh.
Yeah, it's rounded. There's ice on the outside.
Stroking the handle is crazy.
Yeah, it's really...
It's definitely a coffee mug.
Yep. You got that. You nailed that.
Okay, we know it's a coffee mug. What's in the coffee mug, Joe?
I'm telling you, ice and two spoons. I assume spoons. I can't feel the ends of them.
Are they spoons? Final answer, spoons?
Unless it's forks, but I can't reach down and...
You gotta go with a final answer right now.
Yeah, two spoons in a coffee mug, frozen in ice.
Pull it out! Woo!
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
You put two spoons in a
I need those for my eyes, for my allergies. Now that he's fondled the ice, I don't know if I'm going to put it on my eyes. Yes, it's exactly what I did.
All right,
just frozen.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah, Breezy went easy on you a little bit there.
I was like, I don't want to break the spoon or the mug.
All right, turn around because mine smells awful. Turn around and face the wall.
All right, Breeze.
Wait.
In the corner.
Breeze. Oh my God. Show the camera.
Show all the cameras.
Moose, you need help. No, you're twisted. You need the things you will do to not go to therapy. Oh my God. This, Joe, listen.
Am I good to go?
Yes. All right, I know that this is one of your last weeks of your internship, and I understand if you want to call it quits early. Like, you don't have to, like, you really don't have to do this.
But I'm going to, because we commit to the bit.
All right, now listen. Take your time with this, okay? Really feel around, smell your fingers, do everything you got to do.
Smell my fingers.
I just want to make sure you know what you're about to get your hand into. Okay,
you're slow. Twisted. You need help.
All right, it's you mystery
need
box.
Help.
Okay, slow, Joe. Slow. Tell us what you're feeling.
Nothing. Air so far.
Slow.
Oh, this is gross. Okay, so this is a takeout container.
Yes.
I don't know what's in the takeout container, except that it was cold and sticky.
Feel around. Now, Joe's hand is deep in the box.
Oh, my God.
He's feeling it around.
That's, oh, my God.
Disgusting.
I'm gonna puke.
That's gross. I'm not going to do that.
Tell you got to go through with it, buddy. Go ahead. Reach your hand in.
It feels like it's probably mildly melted chocolate. That's my hope.
It could be
something totally worse. Could totally be feces, but I'm not going to stick my hand in it anymore.
Nope.
No, you have to.
You have to stick your finger in it and just tell us what 100% what you think it is.
Yeah, I think it's chocolate. I hope it's chocolate.
Pray.
Okay,
we pray.
I hope it's chocolate.
Put your
but
finger in it.
It's just in the bathroom for a pretty long time, so
yeah,
I don't know.
So
put your finger in it and then do a taste test.
I'm not doing a taste test.
All right,
I'm not doing a taste test.
At least grab it with your hands. You got to feel it a little bit more, Joe.
I felt it. It's gross.
Is it warm? Is it warm?
Not really.
Okay,
thank
that's
God.
That's a good sign.
It's because it was in the toilet.
Okay, go ahead and
it's not wet though.
Go ahead and tell us what your final guess is.
Moose took chocolate and molded it and put it in this. That's my guess.
Well, do you feel any nuts?
No, I didn't feel around that much.
Pull it out. Pull it out.
Oh, man, I was right. It's a melted chocolate bar.
That's what you think.
I don't know if, yeah.
Now you have to guess what animal it came from.
That is a Snickers bar. That is a Snickers bar.
I think it's a Baby Ruth, but
that's actually incorrect. I'm so sorry, dude. That is
a sick individual.
That is a Twix mixed with a Milky Way molded into a Baby Ruth, microwaved for 20 seconds.
Okay.
So when I was in LA, I was in charge.
It looks like a log. If I'm being honest.
And when I was in LA, I was in charge of props.
So. Yeah. He was like, how do I make it look like a pile of crap?
We love a craft project for sure.
You win 2 out of 2, buddy.
Awesome.
Nice job.
Couldn't be me. Yeah, no.
I'm going to go wash my hands now.
Meet me at Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Up the Genesee Valley with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming beat. Stronger than ever before.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend. Now.
65 for the high today. PXY Mornings, my name is Moose, that's Breezy, intern Joe, we are all here.
Woo-hoo.
Thank you guys for tuning in this morning.
The vibes are sky high.
The vibes are totally sky high. Let's get it. Boss Sasha Cross, murder rates garbage plates.
Yeah.
585-252-9800 is the number to call or text. We are asking the question, how many of you know someone that likes to raw dog this one food?
Not even food, like one food in general. The fact that I have to even come on this soapbox and scream it from the rooftops is truly bamboozling to me. And I'm pissed, if I'm being honest.
I know you are. So we we chatted about this a little bit yesterday after the show, and she was actually distraught. Because she, you saw her. She brought it up.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe it.
I can't believe it either.
I could feel the blood pressure in the room growing up.
Who's responsible in your life for doing this one thing? And tell everyone what it is.
So on Easter Sunday, my girlfriend and I went over to her parents for brunch.
Okay.
Okay? And her mom was like, can you make a casserole? Now, between my girlfriend and I'm the cook of the unit.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yes. And she was like, I'm going to make this casserole. And I was like, okay, pop. All the way off. Like, I was going to help, and then I didn't feel like it, so she did it on her own, but she did a great job.
Well, what, like what? Like tuna casserole?
No, it was like an egg bake with sausage and
cheese. Oh, that sounds great.
And tater tots were in it. It was great. It was really good. And she pre-made it up the day before, popped it in the oven. Now it's time to go to brunch. And she's like, I'm going to grab the casserole. You grab whatever else we needed to grab. She's walking out of our apartment with the casserole.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. By the way, what's it in? Like a tinfoil pan?
Not tinfoil. Just like a...
Like a baking
glass? Yeah, like a baking pan. Baking pan.
Okay.
Okay.
She's just walking out the door with it, uncovered, just raw dogging it.
Oh, no lid.
No lid, no aluminum foil, no plastic wrap, nothing. Just walking into not only the hallway... Outdoors, the car, like there's a lot of transports that need to be taking place that particles and things.
Oh, think about the elements.
Disgusting.
It was just an open-faced casserole?
Open. For transportation?
Would that bother you?
Not if it has a firm, like, top layer.
What's a firm top layer?
So it's like, if it's not gonna, like, slip and fall out of the pan,
Yeah, Joe.
What?
Joe likes his women like he likes his casseroles. Nice top firm layer.
Big Red's like what?
Sorry to Big Red and everyone who knows her.
No, literally. She's like, I cannot wait for that internship to be done. So I'm like, babe, what are you doing? And she's like, I'm like, you need to put something over it. Like, she has a dog. Like, now we're in the car. Like, the last thing I want is a
dog hair.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. Casserole.
The dog hair potential has completely flipped my opinion on that.
Yes!
I don't have a dog, so I don't have to worry about that. But
you should cover your food. If you're taking it somewhere, but at least put a piece of foil over
literally,
it. What is wrong
anything.
With her?
So I'm like, oh my, like, honestly, it's kind of trashy, but like, even if you put it in like a Wegmans bag, like, and literally anything.
I would feel a little bit ashamed to walk in to a guest's home, even though I brought it, just to walk into their home unprotected, like
literally.
My food. You know what this reminds me of? You guys see that video on the internet? This construction worker, whatever this guy, he's had a hard day. He's stopping at 7-Eleven for lunch. He buys two hot dogs and just places them right on the counter. Just the hot dogs.
Oh.
No plates, no nothing. Just places the hot dogs on the counter where people lay their money, their hands, everything.
Yeah, no, that's gross.
So I was appalled. She put a aluminum foil over it. Love it. Yesterday, I'm walking into my apartment building, and there's six apartments total in the building that I live. They're all in a group chat, minus me. Couldn't be me being in the group chat. No, thank you. They're all in a group chat, and they talk, and they, you know, they exchange recipe ideas and what's going on with the Wi-Fi and all this stuff, right? And sometimes, if one person in the building is cooking, they'll shoot it out to the group text and say, does anyone want a piece of my lasagna?
Okay, that's nice. Mm.
Which is kind. Couldn't be me consuming that, but love that for them. So I'm walking in.
I have a gluten allergy.
No, I'm walking into the apartment and I'm appalled by what I see. Just this dish of lasagna, raw-dogging it on the ground.
They left it on the floor.
On
the floor is crazy.
No covering, nothing. People's dogs walk by, their cats.
That's so odd.
What is wrong with these barbaric savages.
That's odd to leave a plate of food on the floor next to somebody's door in the apartment building.
Uncovered is crazy, like, on the floor.
Kind of you to think of me, kind of you to share your food and the olive branch of it all. But for God's sake, put an aluminum foil wrapper on it.
Anything. Use some protection. Nobody wants to wrap anything up anymore.
Or even just another plate cover. You're disgusting. You included.
It's not my fault. I'm not the one putting lasagna on the floor.
I'm mad at both of you.
You got to start asking yourself some hard-hitting questions. Are you sure this is the woman you want to marry?
That one wasn't her. That was just neighbor.
I'm just saying in general.
No, I of course corrected completely, and I was like,
but did she put up a fight?
We don't do that in this house.
We don't.
Not in my house.
Breezy's Big Bets
on PXY Mornings.
Last night was the NFL draft, the 2025 NFL draft, and the Buffalo Bills selected cornerback Maxi Pad Hairston from Kentucky. Breezy, you being a huge sports fan of not just the NFL, but, you know, any sport with a ball, I was wondering, considering you had a party last night with all your girls to come and watch the NFL draft, what's your overall thoughts on this first round pick?
I couldn't have been more excited, Moose. I'm so glad you brought this up because I am the embodiment of the NFL. Like the fan base, it kind of sits on my shoulders. I've been a fan for 1 year now.
Real quick, what's the NFL stand for? Go.
National Football League.
That's right. That's right.
Across my chest. Come on, these are for real. But I was thinking about this as I was watching the draft so intently, and I was thinking, if I do not have the opportunity to go to training camp this summer at St. John Fisher,
right,
University, someone is gonna. The hands will be thrown.
I think we are actually going to get the hookup for that this year. For
I got to meet Josh.
Training camp. But what the team was most impressed about was the 21-year-old's ability to recover when he gets beaten in coverage. This dude ran a 40-yard dash in 4.28 seconds. Does anyone know how incredibly fast this is? That guy's a beast. Obviously, he's a young player. He still has a lot of work to do to prove himself in that cornerback position, but the Bills say, you know, they're excited for that Max was available.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get me wrong, guys, I love the Bills. I love preseason. I love the start of the season and the regular season start, but I just don't care about the draft. And
well, that's...
That makes one of us in this studio.
Yeah.
I just, you know, so many people yesterday randomly asked me, Moose, what's the plan for tonight? I said, for what? Like, what? For the big night? I said, I'm going to the gym and then having a drink. I'm going to watch a true crime documentary. Like, it's the draft. Oh, my God. Okay. I got invited to this guy's house to go into his basement with 10 guys I don't know out in Penfield. And he slides into my DMs and is like, you got to come through. I said, I appreciate the offer. I don't think I'm going to do that.
I'm so good.
He goes, what do you mean? Why not? There's going to be pizza. Because I met you once. You made me feel uncomfortable. I don't know you.
That would have swayed me. I would have been running for the hills. I would have been running to that pizza like my ass was on fire.
Salvatore's.com. Some people make this a spectacle, and that's fine. I don't care either way.
Yeah. So if you guys enjoyed it last night, I'm happy for you. If you didn't, I'm also happy for you. That's Breezy's Big Bets on PXY.
Yeah. Thank you so much for that. Coming up on the show.
FanDuel.
Yesterday on the show,
keeps changing.
Yesterday on the show, we talked about people who sleep at their jobs, kind of like nurses or apartment managers who live in the building that they manage. And some of us could never do this. I expressed that I don't care if it saved me 45 minutes off my commute. I can't sleep at the radio station.
Yeah,
I love it here.
Crazy.
I can't do it. Well, our engineer Dylan agreed to spend the night last night at the radio station and give us a full report this morning of how he did. Apparently, his wife packed him a Lunchable, according to him.
What?
We're going to talk to him and get the full rundown coming up next on the show. It's PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. Happy Friday, you guys. Thanks for tuning in. If there's one thing I would absolutely hate to have to do, it's sleep where I work.
Oh, I thought you were going to say reward bad behavior.
that's a given. And yesterday on the show, we had a full conversation about people who sleep at their place of work. You know, kind of like nurses, you know, and I get that. You're working a 36-hour shift.
I was talking,
firefighters?
Yeah, firefighters, they live in the firehouse. I was talking about my apartment. The people have this, like, little condo in the center of the parking lot that they all live in.
Yeah, I don't.
The lights are
always
on. It's weird.
The apartment managers. And we got into this conversation yesterday because a friend of mine, her manager that runs the apartment building just moved in next door to her. So now she's working there 12 hours a day. Then she comes home and she just lives there full time. I couldn't do this. I don't care if it saved me a 45-minute commute. I couldn't sleep at the radio station. Well, our engineer Dylan. Hi, Dylan. Good morning.
Good morning.
So yesterday we got you on the air. You volunteered to spend the night last night, which was... By the way, thank you so much for being a good sport. And then I asked you how your
wife... for this station. Very noble. More ways than one.
I asked you how your wife and kids would feel about this, and then you made mention you don't have any kids.
No, I have kids.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all.
Right?
Indeed. Well, yeah, indeed, that is what happened, and my wife did prepare me a plethora of snacks. She did send me with my Lunchables, which I learned yesterday while listening to... recordings, by the way, that Breezy's apparently got a hate on Lunchables. So, Breezy, I'm keeping that in mind forever. I love Lunchables. here last night.
Listen, Dylan, I love you, buddy, but you are like what, 45 or something like that? What's the deal with the Lunchables?
Wait, first off, I know I have gray hair, Moose. I'm 29. All right, it's genetic, not my fault.
Are you
same, Dylan?
Wait a second, are you really 29?
Yeah, I'm 29.
You're 29. Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
Moose is just jealous, clearly.
No, dude, I'm so sorry. I was way off. Well,
math was never our strong suit. Dylan, but you made mention yesterday when we were chatting that you already had a cop prepared for you downstairs before we even threw out this outlandish ask.
Yeah, you brought it up and brought it to everyone's attention that you actually have a cot in the basement of the radio station here, and you and our head engineer,
share it
Derek,
sometimes.
Yeah, you'll go down there and spend the night together in that cot. Is that right?
You know, we haven't cuddled yet, though we talked about it yesterday after I was on air, and it's not out of the question.
The lights are out.
Tell us.
What happened?
Give us a quick rundown. What happened? This place is supposedly haunted. So what happened in the basement last night?
So let me tell you, whether or not you believe in ghosts, and I didn't expect this at first, and I have some comments from my other engineers that they're going to get off air. You're going to get the horror experience down in that basement. So first off, we're in an old Rochester building. You got boilers. You've got all the worst mechanics in the world.
And we're not talking about what's in Derek's pants. We're talking about actual... Go ahead, Dylan.
So it's all on light sensors down there, right? So if you're, I don't know, sitting down there watching Netflix because, you know, maybe some people at your studio are like, why don't you stay for the weekend? Lights are just going to turn off on you, which is pretty spooky.
Motion censored, yeah.
Can I ask you, what the heck is actually down in that basement? What do you guys store down there?
There's cages.
There's cages down there. What's in them? What are you hiding?
Mostly the equipment you break, Moose.
Well, that's fair. But aside from that, though, all kidding aside, I know this place has a weird vibe to it. Did your wife, call her and say goodnight to her while you spent the night here?
Did you FaceTime?
Yeah, I FaceTimed the whole time.
Oh, the whole time?
What do you mean the whole time?
I mean, I turned FaceTime on, plugged my phone in, and I left it there.
Are you serious?
Like a Paranormal Activity, like a botched version?
Yeah, basically.
What is she doing?
We just live our life. So my wife travels for work normally anyways. Uh-huh. That happens every couple of weeks. So we kind of just do this thing where when we're both out of work, we throw FaceTime on and go about our normal day and talk to each other like we were at home.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my
that's
entire life.
That's giving me anxiety. So basically, you and your wife, I don't know how many other people do this listening. Do you have a significant other where we talked about this a long time ago? We had a girl call in, and when she started dating a guy, they were getting to know each other. she'd go on a business trip and they'd log into FaceTime and communicate and then just put it on their bedstand and leave it on all night and they'd fall asleep together. And then wake up the next morning, he's snoring. And say, hey, good morning. How'd you sleep?
That's crazy.
That's odd.
This is very Gen Z, too. They do this as well. They fall asleep with each other, so it makes them feel like they're right next to each other, having a sleepover.
So,
very weird.
Dylan.
I've done it. It's not that crazy, I don't think.
Dylan, obviously, you didn't have a problem last night. To people like nurses and firefighters and people who have to sleep at their work, on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you have scored it?
Once I decided that I wasn't sleeping in the basement at around 4 in the morning and I went upstairs and slept in the conference room.
Yeah.
Conference room, 8 out of 10. Basement,
oh, wow.
3 out of 10.
100. Okay.
So 10-10 would not recommend to do again.
Yeah, there's nice carpet in there.
No, I mean, if you can go home, go home. That's my answer.
Well, really sticking your neck out for that take. I love that.
Dylan, I just want to thank you, man, for being a great sport. I couldn't ask Derek to do this because me and him have beef.
And
but
he would never do that for
you. You spent the night in the basement. You gave up spending the night with your wife, and I just want to say thank you.
Oh, no problem. Anytime you guys need anything, you guys give me a call.
We absolutely will, man. I'm sorry I thought you were 45, dude.
That's wild.
I'm going to change my skincare routine tonight. Okay. That's how you told me.
It's a little okay. Self-conscious.
All right, bye, Dylan.
Just a peek behind the curtain, okay? I know there's been beef in the past with Derek and Moose, and they've been duking it out for, it seems like, ever since he got here. But Dylan just started maybe 6 months ago, and he seems really chipper and excited now. I give it maybe 3 more months before he absolutely despises our guts.
Yeah. He walks in here smiling every day. He's genuinely happy
to be here.
Do what he does.
It's strange.
Oh, dude, you better soak that in because
he just likes fixing stuff. Like, good for him, man.
And he's good at what he does. But again, he's 29.
Yeah.
It's the
world hasn't begun to even come close to effing him yet. Okay.
The glitz and glamour will wear off shortly. Well, so
I guess I haven't reached there yet.
He will be plotting our murder. Very soon.
God, this is all very negative.
Meet me at Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Other counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming, stronger than ever before.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend.
Pump it up! Peaks my mornings. My name is Moose. That's Breezy. Intern Joe. Welcome to the show. Thank you guys for tuning in. You can stream us live on that free Odyssey app. 65 for the high today, and then a chance of like hail and snow probably by later. So,
not me heading to Bristol, man. Yeah.
What is the one thing about you that you didn't know you loved until it was absolutely gone? I think so many of us take for granted the things that we have, and maybe some of those things can be our features.
Well, yeah, I'm thinking like for your actual body, like the human body is such a beautiful being. Like there's so many cool things about it that we take for granted. Like it can be something as basic as like all 5 or 10 fingers and 10 toes. Like if you lose a finger, if you lose a toe, like my pinky doesn't mean much to me now, but if I were to lose it, all I would want is my pinky back.
One of the things when I think back that I miss the most about me is it's tough, but I took for granted my abs, and I don't really have those as much anymore.
You literally never had them, so.
Yeah, I was going to say when.
He's like, when I was 2 days old, so. Came out of the womb absolutely ripped.
Shredded to the teeth.
You know, sometimes when I leave this show, I beat myself up, and I wonder where it comes from, and now I'm getting a lot of answers.
I'm going to miss you so much, Joe. But I was thinking about this because obviously I've gone through a pretty significant transformation journey when it comes to the weight loss that I have endured over the last year. And for the most part, it's been all positive. It really has been. And I feel great and I look great and all of the things are great.
But you took for granted the weight.
No, not the weight. No. The only thing I took for granted was like, now I'm cold all the time. But either or, I took for granted the fact that in this journey, and if anyone else has gone through a similar journey where you lost a significant amount of weight, there are things that coincide with that journey that you never saw coming or anticipated.
Okay.
So in this time for the past, like, I would say 6 months, I've been losing, excuse me, so much of my hair. My hair is like falling out.
Really?
Yes. Mm. So, and the reason that's happening is because I'm losing so much weight in, you know, some would say quickly, some would say it's a healthy like time frame. But when you lose a significant amount of weight, your body's out of whack because it's trying to figure out like where you are, where you're supposed to be. Your diet's obviously changing, so your nutrients are changing, and your hair isn't healthy and it's literally falling out like clumps in the shower. And I, for most of my life, have had pretty like thick hair. And with the hair shedding and the hair loss, it has obviously thinned a lot. But since I started with such a thick basis, it's not like there's like blotches and patches of missing hair, but I can feel it and I can see it. And I can only wear my hair a certain way because if I wear it like pin straight, it's literally translucent.
It's translucent. Well, there's still a silver lining here. I mean, the positive is you're saving money.
What? How so?
You don't have to pay for Brazilian waxes and stuff.
Not that hair, you idiot. My hair on my head. I still have to get Brazilian waxes.
Oh,
I see. Still $50 a pop. I just got one yesterday. Thank you so much. But I'm going this afternoon. I'm going to a 5-hour appointment.
5 hours,
Breeze?
5 hours. What are they doing exactly?
It's like a scalp, like consultation, revitalization moment.
You're getting plugs. You're getting plugs. That's what this is. They're going to basically staple a bunch of ant legs to your head. It's going to be beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. But I'm telling you right now, everything in life, when there's good, there's bad that comes with it, too. When there's bad, there's good that comes with it. And you can't have the good without the bad, and you can't have the bad without the good.
No, I've always had a really nice full head of hair, and I think I still do. I just can't tell if I'm getting a little bit of a receding hairline. Does it look like I am?
I can't tell. You're wearing a hat.
Well, hold on a second. Breeze, give me your honest opinion here. How does my hair look? Do I have a receding hairline anywhere? Like if I do a comb over, does it look like I do?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I also like receding hairlines are not my friend. I don't understand them.
Do women have trouble with that too? Receding
yes.
hairline?
Sometimes,
yes.
Yeah.
My cousin recently texted me and was like, why am I balding? And my friend as well. But that's the worry, right? And I feel like the reason I'm talking about this is because, well, one, it's vulnerable for me. And two, I feel like men deal with hair loss a lot more than women.
Yeah,
and I mean, I've seen the guys on the plane to, what do they go? They go to Turkey and
Turkey,
they get
yeah.
the plugs and the yeah. hair transplants, and they all come back with bandages around their head. The whole plane is filled with guys who got a $6,000 surgery. But I mean, it's a trigger thing. Like it's very self-conscious triggering for men too.
Especially for men. And I hear it's not typically your dad's side. A lot of hair loss comes from, you have to look at your mother's father. That's
really?
Where it comes from.
Why is that?
That's just, it's a genetic thing. But I had a buddy at 23 lost all his hair. He had to shave his head.
Yeah.
At 23.
That's insane.
I had a friend who, same thing. And my uncle just, he's 36, 37. He just committed to the bit. And now he kind of looks like Mr. Clean because he takes an electric razor to his head. He's
yeah.
just like,
wow, man. That's the one thing I would be devastated if I lost. These beautiful, just these locks.
This thick Italian hair.
You know what I mean? I would be devastated.
But it poses the question, right? It's like, do you fully commit to the bit like your uncle and just go full-fledged shave? Or do you do the weird toupee comb over and hang on to the last strand that you have and make it go the miles that it
I know
you think it can.
Right. It's
I feel guilty. I feel like sometimes I wear a hat too much, especially on the show, because I don't want to put the time and effort in the morning.
Right.
You know what I mean? Before I come here.
Right.
But I just, you know,
if you got it, flaunt it.
Yeah, if you got it, why not?
So I'll keep you guys posted with my hair transplant that I'm getting later today. But
and how much is that?
I'm not sure. Didn't ask.
You have no idea how much it's going to cost you.
You might want to know that, actually.
This is, you know, it's going to be, for a five-hour procedure, it's got to be hundreds, right?
We'll find out when we get there.
Oh, you're making the big bucks now. You don't even care to ask. Wow, that's nice. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. I don't know how many of you also right now, especially with the nice weather yesterday, I was getting killed with allergies. And I know you too. Breezy is trying to currently shovel her eyeballs out with two cold spoons.
No, I literally have them right here. They're soaking in ice. It's, guys, I don't know what to do at this point because
Papa Claritin.
The allergies are, does it actually help?
For me, it does.
Or am I being very stubborn?
It's like an antihistamine. You pop that. It's supposed to last 24 hours. Typically, for some people, it doesn't. But the one thing I hated doing growing up is from the time I was 6 or 7, all the way up until my freshman year of high school, I'd have to go every week to my doctor's office and get 2 shots in each arm for my allergies.
My brother did too.
It's terrible.
Which is insane. Like, how are we here in Western modern day medicine where that's still a thing? You have to get it weekly. That's nuts. But if you didn't get it, you wouldn't be able to breathe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing.
And I think as the weather's turning, or trying to turn, I should say, it was 80 yesterday and it's probably going to snow today. Who knows? But don't quote me on that. That's not factual. But I mean, it comes with the season changing and your allergies at peak involvement. And honestly, like,
what are you allergic to? Have you ever been tested?
That's the thing. It's like, I have been tested. I've been allergy tested twice. Once when I was in middle school and once
that was a long time ago.
2 years ago, maybe, because I had to do it before my nose surgery.
Well, I'm sure pollen's on that list, right?
But like,
because they were trying to figure out why you had a deviated septum. And yeah. Does anybody else struggle horribly with allergies this time of the year? Because May's creeping up on us and everything is just floating in the air.
And what's
the flowers and trees are blooming.
What's your remedy?
Like, yeah.
How do you combat it? Because I get, the Claritin and all that stuff. My girlfriend had to put eye drops in my eyes last night. I didn't even know that was a thing. Like allergy eye drops. I know eye drops are a thing, obviously. But yeah, and then you and her are like, stop touching your eyes, stop rubbing your eyes. I can't. It's like when you tell me to stop doing something, especially something that releases tension, I'm like, I have to do it. I have to.
I love some of the people that weigh in that try and one-up you. One person just wrote, if you think that's bad, try having a gluten allergy. I can't have any type of bread.
Okay.
That's rough.
Yeah, that's really rough.
We feel for you wholeheartedly.
I just raw dog my allergies. I'm like, well, my eyes itch.
You
don't
get a medal for that, Joe.
No, I'm not saying it's good.
Raina says, I absolutely recommend Claritin. That's the best one, but I would consider allergy shots or drops. Yeah, I mean, the allergy shots, I would never want to go back to that. It did help a lot growing up, but I would never want to go back to that.
Yeah.
As soon as it got warm out, that's it. My throat was scratchy, itchy, eyes are watering. And that's the same thing that happens now if I'm in a room with a cat.
Was it all year round or just during like
allergy
peak
season?
Okay.
Not all year round. That would be awful.
That would be crazy. But I don't know, you guys. It's tough. This person says, I'm allergic to 75 to 80% of the things that they test you for the allergist. So I get shots because I'm currently taking 4 brands of different allergy pills a day.
Oh, my Lord.
Plus nasal spray just to survive. Hopefully the shots will take care of business and I won't need all of the pills. Also, the pills on vitamin C are a really good suppressor for allergies as well. It doesn't completely cure them, but it does help suppress them for quite a bit without allergy medicine. At least it works for me and my kids.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm a big fan of Benadryl. It's a great antihistamine that works, but I think it makes you super drowsy.
Yeah, it's like you can't have allergies if you're just unconscious.
So true, Joe.
Yeah, that's right.
So true. The truest words you've ever spoken.
Also, Allegra makes a really good nasal spray. So if you get really bad symptoms when the pollen count is super high, you could just pop that in your nose. Give it a couple squirts. You're all good to go. That's my personal advice.
I don't want to stick anything up my nose anymore because of everything I went through.
All right. Well, you're not cramming it up into your brain. You know, you're not doing a lobotomy here. Just give it a little squirty squirt.
My biggest fear is like sticking something up there and like refracturing my septum.
And I started doing this. So back when I was in California and didn't have central air, I would stick my head in the freezer every single night to cool off. But also when you're sick, it clears your sinuses. I know, it was terrible. I once put a bag of frozen peas on my face and fell asleep with it and waterboarded myself in the middle of the night because the temp in my apartment got up to 84, 85 degrees. It was awful, you guys. But I noticed last night I was a little congested. I stuck my head in the freezer for like a minute and a half before bed. I slept great. It's a little tips and tricks for you.
I just do the vapor rub in the hot shower. That'll clear you out.
Yeah. You getting sweet peas shoved up your nostrils is crazy.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
This is a segment where we take several minutes to pretend there's no FCC and we just clear the air. Let's get the elephant out of the room this Friday morning. 585-252-9800 if you got a hot take or unpopular opinion, like our girl Heather this morning, who wrote in first and says it makes no sense that casual jobs like retail or fast food still require interviews. Really? I need an interview to flip burgers or fold clothes? It's so funny there. I said it. Really? Yes, Heather, you need an interview. Do you not have the internet?
Also,
do you see some of these idiots making your food? Let's piss in the chili. It's going to be funny. Like, give me a break.
I mean, I don't know if you can spot that in an interview, but yeah, I know what you mean.
I'm just saying I'm pissed.
He goes, screw you, Heather. I'm like, wow, Friday vibes are high.
All right. Who else is here?
This person says they did not tag their name, and I respect it, honestly. This might be in the minority, but I am with Breezy with her hatred for showering. They're not relaxing. They're not fun. And I don't feel better after doing them. There, I said it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just weird.
I know.
Just shower.
I mean, whatever.
That's going to be sexy when you meet someone on a first date.
Yesterday. Yeah.
What are some things you enjoy? What are some things you don't like? First of all, I do not shower. I hate it.
It's the worst.
What if we actually did that, though? What if we actually went on dates and led with our misfortunes?
Like, well, you do that
all
now.
Be single.
Yeah, you do that much now that you're older, you know? What are some of your traumas?
Fully. Mine for today is this. I think that we overuse and misuse the word brave. You're not brave for posting an unfiltered picture of yourself on Instagram. There, I said it. You're not brave for not covering up your acne scars. There, you're so brave.
You're not. You know what's brave?
You're so brave. Going front lines. Free.
Yes.
In war. That's brave. It's so brave
of you.
You're
so brave to cry on Instagram. Like, enough with the bravery. All right. If that's brave, I don't want to be brave. Okay.
All right, who's there? There's no name here, but they said putting a fart exhaust on your Toyota Corolla doesn't make it appealing. It's still a Toyota, you child, and no woman wants to sleep with you. There, I said it.
Someone's got a strong opinion.
They're pissed.
What if it was a Toyota Corolla, but it was all electric? Would you sleep with him then because it was quiet?
And they're saving the planet.
Yeah, that's attractive.
That's hot.
So why is he putting an exhaust on it?
That's These are the hard-hitting questions, Joe.
You're always one step ahead, buddy. That's why we love
you.
Listen, you'd be surprised. When I got my first car, it's the first thing I did was put a big chrome exhaust on the back of it. And it was a Chevy Blazer.
Yeah, but that still has an engine.
I understand.
Yeah. Speaking of being one step ahead, you said you've had your... There, I said it's locked and loaded for like 3 days now. So go ahead with yours. Thank you very much.
If you're working for a company or if you're sending a few sentences via text, you need to use punctuation and capitalization.
No, you don't.
I can't keep reading blocks of text in all lowercase with no punctuation.
This is a personal attack on us.
I need to see where one thought ends and the next one begins, okay?
Who's us? This is a you thing. I agree with him.
This is me calling out the guy who does maintenance at my apartment complex because he doesn't know what the hell a period is.
Tell me you're triggered without telling me you're triggered.
You know what's really unprofessional? The people who send an email that it's supposed to come off professional, but they use nothing but exclamation points.
That's literally me.
And purple text.
That's
literally me.
Amy,
I just won't send the email.
Let's go over to Amy.
Screw you guys.
Hot take this morning. Parking in a expectant mother parking space for a couple minutes to run into the store is not the end of the world, especially if you're only like 4 to 5 months pregnant. People need to chill there. I said it. Yeah, but these spaces are intended to make it easier for pregnant individuals, Amy. Right? That's what it is. Not because you want to run in really quick to purchase a case of cigs.
The expected mother's parking is like a dime a dozen. Like they're not, well, I guess that's the wrong phrase, but they're not everywhere. They're not.
That's why when you have one, like at Wegmans and there's one left, you should just save it for the person who needs it.
Right.
It's not like using a handicap stall in the bathroom because we all do that.
Why?
It's different.
Why is it that we are so inclined to use a handicap stall, but we would be literally cut out at the knees if we parked in a handicapped space? There's no difference in my opinion.
Yes, there is, because the chances of you using that stall and then someone rolling in there with a wheelchair is slim. Yeah, it happened to me. It did happen to me one time.
So here's the thing. Also, if you're in the bathroom, you're there for what, 10 minutes? If you're in the parking spot,
depends
who knows how long
I
you're
ate
there.
That day, to be honest.
10 minutes? What are you doing in there? Takes me like 2.5.
I know. I'm saying the long stretch is 10.
Let's go over to Dan. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Happy Friday. Happy Friday to you, buddy. I said it once and I will continue to say it. The most successful people in the world are the ones who are homeschooled. There, I said it.
Oh, sorry.
Homeschool your kids. They will make better employees. Okay.
Will they?
No, they have no
often
social
not adjusted,
skills.
I was going to say, they're often not adjusted to society.
I dated a homeschool girl once. Weird.
Really?
Yeah.
How long?
How long did I date her?
Yeah.
How long was she homeschooled? 2 years.
So that worked out. That's a long relationship.
Didn't work out. We're
didn't
not
work out.
Anything
together.
After 6 months is working out.
I mean, she cheated on me, so it didn't work out.
I don't want to go into your trauma again.
No, let's unpack that. this person says, I hate when people can't stay in their own lane while driving. Also, my boss is a beep. There, I said it.
Yeah.
All right.
You tell
Julio.
I don't think I could ever date a woman who doesn't read, you guys. Like, it screams, I'm a child and I hate books. And we all know knowledge is power. So
you're saying this is yours?
Yeah.
You can't read.
What?
We all can't read.
That's why he needs a woman who can.